If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alright. That open never ceases to crack me up, even though it's me. Who's me? I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours. And, okay, foreign lands. It's baseball season now. But first, we need to talk video games, as we always do on the Video Game Review. This is the only hour all week where they allow us on these networks to do this. And it's not just sports video games. It is all video games. So all my neophyte newbie gamers and the hardcore gamers, everybody in between, let's get on the toll-free line. Let's talk about it. Just Coffee and Dwogs, no big whoop. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard all over this great land of ours of Bulgaria. And the American Forces Radio Network, proud and privileged of being on AFN. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we certainly appreciate all that our brave men and women in uniform do for us, keeping us and our allies safe and allowing us to do the frivolity of video games. So thank you for all that you do and keep up the good work. We're also on sportsbyline.com streaming along. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address, and that's important because you need to know it to send the answer to the question. I'm going to do it 40 after. That's when I give away a brand new game. It's kind of a controversial game. I'm giving cliffhanger, kind of a controversial little game we got going on to give away this week. Also, on sbnation.com as we stream through sbnationlive.com, I should say. And on Sirius Satellite Radio, 211 in progress. It's the Dan Patrick channel, y'all, and it's great to be there as well. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider in 35 million homes. Homes telephone for you. So it's great to have you with us wherever you're listening. We're going to talk video games. I'm going to tell you what's new this week. I'm going to tell you some cheat codes at the end. And everything in between, but you may participate, as I said, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't round it down and dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours and, okay, foreign lands. If you've listened to this show for the years, and I've been doing this show almost 2 decades, it's something that I always take great pride in, and that is that I have video games backs.
What?
Back? What I mean by that is a lot of times people try to blame video games for societal problems. Ted Cruz did that a few months ago. It's happened before. And as I've said before, before that it was movies, and before that it was rock and roll, and before that it was cigarettes. I don't know. But there's always a scapegoat for bad behavior, and a lot of people think it's video games. Well, another study has come out. Now, this happens to do with people who think that your brain gets fried if you play too many video games, especially as a young kid. Now, as I say, everything in moderation, Danny. It's just like I love old-fashioned glazed donuts, but if I had 2 dozen a day, I'd be a fat balloon. Probably wouldn't be super healthy. And they probably wouldn't taste as good. Wouldn't be a treat. You know what I mean? Everything in moderation, politics, religion, booze, whatever it is. But there were a lot of parents and guardians out there, Cleveland guardians, that were hearing that children who spend hour after hour playing video games, that it would manifest itself in unhealthy issues with their cognitive ability, right? So Ji Zhang, associate professor of curriculum and instruction at the University of Houston College of Education. She was a part of a research team, which the work is now being published, and I'm reading it from the Journal of Media Psychology because I'm smart. She said or he, sorry, G might not, I don't know the gender. I'll just say that Dr. Zhang said, quote, our studies turned up no such links, and regardless of how long children played and what types of games they chose. So what was this story? Well, researchers examined the video game habits of 160 diverse urban public school preteen students. That was the name of my college ska band, Diverse Urban Public School Preteen Students. 70% were from lower income households. So that represented a huge part of this research. Participating students reported playing video games an average of 2.5 hours a day. The heaviest group said that they averaged about 4.5 hours a day. That's time well spent, baby. That's my research. But the team looked for association between the students' video game play and their performance on the standardized cognitive ability test 7, known as COGAT, which evaluates verbal, quantitative, and nonverbal spatial skills. COGAT was chosen as a standard measure in contrast to the teacher-reported grades or self-reported learning assessments that previous researchers have relied upon. So the Dr. May Jadala, professor in the School of Teaching and Learning at Illinois State University, was the study's principal investigator, and she said, overall, neither duration of play nor choice of video game genres had significant correlations with the COGAT measures. That result showed no direct links between video game playing and cognitive performance, despite what had been assumed. Okay, what was assumed? But the study did reveal another side of the issue too, because certain types of games described as helping children build cognitive skills also presented no measurable effects, in spite of the game's marketing messages to that effect. So C. Sean Green, professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, said, quote, the current study found results that are consistent with previous research showing that types of gameplay that seem to augment cognitive functions in young adults don't have the same impact in much younger children. Okay. So what does that mean? Does that mean we should just keep playing as much as we want? Well, kinda. But the experts also caution that gaming time took the heaviest players away from other more productive activities, specifically homework. My parents would always say, why don't you have any homework? And I'd be like, the teacher didn't. I know I shouldn't say this on a video game show, but I didn't do any homework and I still graduated college. Homework overrated. And I'm a genius. I had to stop making that sound. Sorry. But yes, it would take you away from homework. Well, yeah, it would take you away from everything else, good and bad. It would take you away from, you know, smoking cigarettes, and it would keep you away from curing diseases, all the good and all the bad. Psychologists call that displacement. But even in those cases, the differences were slight between those participants and also their peers' COGAT measures of cognitive abilities. So going back to Dr. Zhang said, quote, the study results show parents probably don't have to worry so much about cognitive setbacks among video game loving children up to fifth grade. Reasonable amounts of video gaming should be okay, which will be delightful news for the kids. Just keep an eye out for obsessive behavior. Yes, obsessive behavior for anything, right? It's like, I love owls. I want owl wallpaper, and I want a pet owl, and I want owl sheets, and I want statues of owls. And I say, okay, we get it. But Dr. Zhang concludes, when it comes to video games, finding common ground between parents and young kids is tricky enough. At least now we understand that finding balance in childhood development is the key, and there's no need for us to over-worry about video game. And by the way, this study was funded by the National Science Foundation. Aha. That's right. Neurodevelopment, cognitive research. I'm sure there are people out there just hoping. It's like I was listening to a BBC podcast the other day about whether the moon landings happened or not. And one of the more compelling things, I think they did, by the way, but one of them, I wasn't there, neither were you. But one of the more compelling things was the Soviet Union was just dying to prove that we didn't make it. And they had all the equipment to watch us land. And they said, all right, they did it. So it's the same kind of thing here. I'm sure there were some scientists going, I'm going to prove that video games are bad. And we're going to get rid of these awful things that ruin children's brains. And it's like, yeah, it does nothing. If anything, I've talked enough about it in the past. It does empirically improve hand-eye coordination. And also we found, and I talked about this a few months ago, that kids that play video games get better grades than kids who don't and are also more socially adaptable. That's right. You can make friends, start romances, whatever you want. You'll be better at it if you play video games, as long as you don't do it 24 hours a day. All right. We got that? I think we do. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. We got another open segment on the other side. Don't be shy. Come on in and get on back. I am Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, we will be giving a brand new game away. What do you think of that?
Rick, I think that's fantastic.
Thank you. I have been finding myself playing more and more Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer, and it's downright addictive because, you know, maybe if there was another game that would be mystifying me more, I'd be playing it more, but, you know, I'm already through the season, so I've got every little thing on the map and all the little, you know, free, and I didn't pay for it, but, you know, you earn your way to all the guns. So I got all the guns, but then you want to get all the attachments. And then to get all the camos, and I'm trying to get my over-under shotgun gold. You know, I needed 20 kills when it was mounted. In other words, like push it down on a ledge. So what do? Like anything else, when I'm trying to make the weapon go up, is to go to shipment 24/7 or shoot the ship if that's not available. So, which is Shoot House and Shipment, two older maps that are still there. And you end up getting your behind handed to you because you basically, in Shipment, you just mount the thing on a barrel or you go inside a, you know, one of them big tanker cars, and then you just mount it on whatever, like a vegetable box, and then wait for somebody to run into you. Meanwhile, you're getting killed a million times. But after about three or four times, you go through and you get your camo, and then you go back and maybe you change your main character, and then maybe you want him to have that. And then I finally got the orange paint. And so then I started making all my submachine guns and my assault rifles orange. All that does is make you hella easy to spot. But there's also something cool about it. What I like to do is when somebody shoots me or I shoot somebody and I see them drop their gun and it's gold or platinum, I just automatically pick it up and I want them to see the kill cam when I kill them with their own gun. And that happened to me the other day. A guy picked up my shotgun and then I saw him shoot me with my shotgun. There's something about that, the payback or whatever, the mockery. It'll just get you. And I was trying to think the other day, somebody was saying, what's the most frustrating you ever felt? Did you ever throw your controller? I don't have that type of tantrum. I have a friend or two that will throw the controllers or break things. Like I said, with all my flaws, that's not one of them, that I'm going to hurt myself by breaking my own crap. But I'll never forget when I was playing Battlefield Bad Company 2 and I was in the Atacama map. And it's this huge South American desert, and it's almost impossible to sneak up behind somebody and stab them. And a guy did it to me, and it made me really mad. And then I respawned, and for some reason I respawned in front of him, and he stabbed me again. And I got stabbed back-to-back times. And I just remember steam coming out of my ears and my blood boiling. And I wanted to stick my head through the TV. I wanted to do anything. And so that's why to this day, whenever I get those proximity mines, the ones that pop up in the air, the anti-personnel ones, as my lethal, I always pick those. And of course, now it goes into a cinematic when you sneak up behind somebody. And having to suffer through that really stinks. But some of the mockery I would do on people in Battlefield Bad Company 2 is if they would be on the UAV as you kept progressing through the map, if no one shot down your UAV, you would still be on it. And of course, all you could see was being on it. And now, of course, like in Call of Duty, if you call in an airstrike and you get killed, you still can control the airstrike. It doesn't end it. I mean, how many times have you seen a guy just like leaning over with a little cursor on a little iPad and you're like, boom, but he still gets to continue on with the kill streak, or she. But I remember Battlefield Bad Company 2, I would work my way back on the outer fringes of the map. This would be like in Rush. And when I was defending, and I'd go all around the periphery of the map, go all the way around behind, and then I would give him the dentist. And that is when you take a drill and you drill him through the back of his head. And then he was like, wait a minute, somebody walked back like three maps to do this to me? And I was like, yeah, that would be me. I'm the guy who would do that. So sometimes the mockery can get a bit much. And I'll never forget, you know, here I was at the time I was playing this game and I was like, you know, 40 years old at the time. And somebody typed me a message, and usually the message would be like some swear word, you blankety blank. And I don't respond. You blanking, 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 blanking. I thought, so somebody paused the game or is getting killed right now as they're responding to type this message to me. It's like, is that how bad is your life right now that's what you're going to do? But the most hilarious message I ever got, this is on the PS4 in the early days. So it was like 2014. And I mocked a guy a couple times by getting behind him and giving him the dentist. And he typed me a message and he said, hey, don't do that. And then I wrote something like, LOL. And he said, no, that is not cool. And then I wrote again. I was like, ha ha. And then he said, I'm 32 years old and I am a father and I will be treated with respect. Oh my gosh, a psychologist could have a field day with the insecurities that, and he didn't know who I was, where I was, whether I was 12 years old or 82 years old, whether I was in Romania or whether I was in Massachusetts or whatever. He had no idea. But I'm 32. I wanted to say I'm 40 and you suck. And then I think I called him a swear word and then I went, ha ha. And then I got like five more messages. So was I being mature? No. Was I acting my age? But it's a video game. It's for fun. It's for entertainment. You're not supposed to be breaking stuff. You're not supposed to be holding vendettas. But there is a stat that you see called revenge. And that is you killed the guy who killed you last. They keep track. And some games will tell you your nemesis. And there'll be nemesis stats, and those are ouchy to see when it says he killed you 8 times and you only got him once. That's a hard pill to swallow. But I'll never forget in Battlefield 1943, I was on Iwo, or maybe it was Guadalcanal. But I remember the guy's name. I'll never forget. And if you're listening or you know him, let me know. It was on the PS3. And his name, his character, whatever, his PlayStation name was James Polo. And I remember I killed him 10 times to nothing. And that poor guy, whether I would like outflank him and tactically or just outskill him, or sometimes he would just spawn in front of me and he didn't have a chance. But that guy, James Polo, poor bastard. So I've always said, and every time I played online in my life, I have never had the voices of anybody else. I don't want to talk to anybody. And you know, those people that run through, they, you know, it does help if you've got a buddy on your back telling you where stuff is. But if you've ever listened to it, and sometimes I play games where they wouldn't let me mute, there are people who are playing music or watching another TV while they're playing video games. First of all, it would bug the leaping lizards out of me if I was playing music while I was playing the video game, but to hear like, you know, like the baseball game on. Low and outside, it's now 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals lead the Cubs 2-1. I'm like, so you're watching a game and you're playing. But, you know, to each his own. There was one time I got into a tank and I was driving and the guy popped up on the roof and then I couldn't mute him. And he's like, go left, go right. Good job, man. Good job. Hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? Or the guy who thinks you shouldn't be sniping because you're camping. And then he'll like just face you and be obsessed with you. And he won't let you look at anything because you're not being a good team player. Once again, I'd like to stress to everyone, I love video games. But here's the key. Once again, games. It's supposed to be fun. And that's why if you're playing solo in a game, there's nothing wrong with a cheat code. If you're competing against somebody, cheat codes stink because you're getting an unfair advantage. But if you're playing campaign and there's some sort of cheat code, you're playing GTA, whatever it is, and the cheat code makes it much more fun. That's why you bought the game, is to have fun. It's not to be antagonized and have anxiety over it, is what it is. All right, I just did an entire segment talking about nothing. When we come back, I will give away a brand new game, and we'll talk about that. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208.
800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world in the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. It's 40 after. It is time now to give away a brand new baseball game, video game. See, my mind is, it's baseball season now, baby. It's baseball season. All right. The game I'm giving away is, as I said, a little bit controversial. It's called Hogwarts Legacy. It just came out. It is available on all the systems, Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, what have you. The main story is just under 30 hours. If you want to do everything, it's more like 44 hours. And this game is available from Avalanche Software, published by Warner Brothers. Here's the summary. Hogwarts Legacy is an immersive open-world action RPG set in the world first introduced in the Harry Potter books. Now you can take control of the action and be at the center of your own adventure in the Wizarding World. Rated T for teen, fantasy violence, mild language, use of alcohol, blood. Use of alcohol and blood? This game got a 9 from IGN. It was called Amazing. So my question is, and if you are the second correct answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, you will win the game. And the question is this about Harry Potter or Harry Pooper? Just send it to rick@sportsbyline.com. You heard me. And you will win Hogwarts Legacy for the Nintendo Switch. Developed by Avalanche Software, published by Warner Brothers Games. Now, why is this game controversial? A couple of reasons. Number one, hundreds of streamers on Friday protested the release of this game while also raising funds for the Trans Justice Funding Project. And this is because the LGBTQ community was trying to ban J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling had the temerity a few years ago who said, when she said, if you are menstruating, that means you are a woman. Nowadays, apparently that's not true. So a lot of people got super mad at her. And by the way, J.K. Rowling has nothing to do with this game. But she created the characters. So a lot of people are trying to ban Hogwarts Legacy because they now hate that J.K. Rowling said that. Jane, I call her because we're close. No, I'm just kidding. The other thing, which is, I think, interesting when it comes to more controversy, is that the goblins are now being asked by the Times of Israel newspaper that perhaps they are anti-Semitic. And the narrative of the game centers on a goblin rebellion, which is in the 1890s, about, what, 100 years before the books take place. And so some who have had an early look at the game have echoed the longstanding concerns about the creature's prominent hook noses. And the guy who runs the Wizard Bank, Gringotts, apparently teeters on the edge of the anti-Semitic stereotype that Jewish people run banks and have big, crooked noses. So said the Times of Israel has, let's just say, expressed concern about that. By the way, Hogwarts Legacy, since it came out, is the best-selling game on Steam. And, of course, Steam is your provider on your computer. On Twitch, the game reached 1.2 million concurrent viewers at its peak. That is the most views ever achieved for a single-player game. And so while there have been Harry Potter games in the past, this is the first major studio video game from Avalanche, which is a subsidiary of Warner Brothers, as I was just talking about, and it provides an immersive experience, which has created huge hype for fans who are hungry for this wizard simulator, if you want, and make you feel like you're in that world. And as I mentioned, IGN gave it a 9 Metacritic, which is an aggregate site of many reviews there. Has it at 84%. And, Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live, it was a couple of years ago, he said he criticized J.K. Rowling for saying, creating a world with little giant-nosed Jew goblins, as he put it. Jon Stewart, the comedian, said, you can ride dragons, you've got a pet owl, who should run the banks? Jews. That's what he had to say about it. And so those accusations have resurfaced now. And Jack Doyle, the writer, said that he says this game revives the anti-Semitic trope, and the game seems to be the opinion that the moral choice is to crush out the goblin rebellions, thereby returning goblins to subjugation. Now, here's the thing. A lot of these things might be ahead of my pay grade, but maybe it's just a video game with goblins in it. I don't know. I do feel like if somebody is being abused or any way or being belittled or whatever, not getting a fair shake, that should be called out. But then again, I think some people are desperately looking for things that can be construed that way. I'm not Jewish. I've never thought of a goblin as being Jewish. as I said, J.K. Rowling was not involved with this game, but she has had defenders in the Jewish community, and even some of them acknowledging that the goblins do have those anti-Semitic undertones, and she has repeatedly condemned anti-Semitism publicly. She has also publicly condemned any type of transphobia publicly, but that's not enough. But when she did the anti-Semitism condemnation, that was through the former British Party Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. And after Jon Stewart said what he wanted to say, the UK's campaign against anti-Semitism said in a statement that the portrayal of the goblins in the Harry Potter series is a piece of their portrayal in Western literature as a whole and is a testament more to centuries of Christendom's anti-Semitism than it is to malice by contemporary artists. So it is with J.K. Rowling, who has proven herself over the recent years to be a tireless defender of the Jewish community, as they put it. So as I said, you can get knee deep in the controversy behind what she said with her freedom of speech or her opinions. You can also get involved in whether you think this is anti-Semitic, or you can not play the game or play the game and not think about any of that. It's all your choice what you want to do. But it is interesting. A game about children wizards has been so controversial. But Jessica Condit, who writes for Engadget, said that this game is the game she has been dreaming of since she was a kid. And she just said, this is, she's a huge Harry Potter fan. And this is her quote, Hogwarts Legacy is alive with magic. It's a massive and gorgeous open world RPG that extends far beyond the walls of the Wizarding School, with mysteries, danger, and cute creatures packed into every corner. Casting spells quickly becomes second nature in this environment, and when it comes to puzzles, my magical instincts are often correct and richly rewarded. Combat involves intricate spell work and lightning quick responses, and this combination consistently results in a seamless, satisfying flow. I feel powerful while playing Hogwarts Legacy. I feel like a witch, and that's all I ever really wanted. That's pretty cool, I gotta say. And of course, you know, you want to see where the Sorting Hat's going to put you. Slytherin. But you do get 16 spells ready to fire. Healing potions, Portigo bubbles, spells, all sorts of things that you can have with this. And I'm not really a Hogwarts guy. I was a little bit too old when these movies came out. And I don't want a little kiddies game, but I am like the PS5 Deluxe Edition looks pretty damn cool. And I might, as they say in England, I might have to give it a go, mate. All right. Let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Blanc. It's a black and white adventure game on the Switch and the PC. Labyrinth of Galleria, the Moon Society, an RPG for the 4 and the 5, the PC, and the Switch. Love Burb, a music game for the PC. Outzone, a shoot-em-up shooter for the PC. Red Tape, an adventure horror indie title on the personal computer. 10 Dates, adventure dating romance game on everything, including your phones, Android and iOS. To a Plan Arcade Shoot 'em Up Collection Volume 1. That's a compilation on your PC. Tomb Raider Reloaded on your phone. It's an action roguelite with some really kiddie-looking graphics. Actually looks kind of fun. Truxton, an action shoot 'em up on the PC. Twin Cobra. You're in a military helicopter. That's a shooter on the PC. Wanted Dead, not or alive, just Wanted Dead, an action game, the X and the S, the PC, and the PS5. Zero Wing, an action shoot-em-up shooter, PC. Cities Skylines Remastered, this is a city-building simulation on the PS5, the X, and the S. Icky Unite, an action roguelike on the PC. Pharaoh, a new era, a remake strategy game of Egypt on the PC. We have Dust and Neon, an RPG roguelike shooter, twin stick. This is on the Switch, the PC, and iPhones and iPads. Elder Rand is an action Metroidvania platformer on the Switch and the PC. Hell Card, Book of Demons, a card game on the personal computer. Loretta, adventure casual indie game on the PC. Montezuma's Revenge featuring Panama Joe, an action platformer on the Switch. It's not on the toilet. Pinball FX, a pinball game on the 4 and the 5, the 1, the X, and the S. Theatrhythm, Final Bar Line, a music RPG on the 4 and the Switch. Wild West Dynasty, an action-adventure open-world survival game on the PC. Evil Below, action-adventure horror indie game on the 4 and the 5. And finally, Farmside, a farming, gardening simulation on the Mac. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back for the cheat code on the video game review.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world. It's time for the cheat code request. This is one, I swear somebody asked me this in the past, but I'm getting it again, so I'm going to go for it. This is from Denny. Denny says, how do I get the Rhino tank in GTA? Well, this is GTA 3, by the way, speaking of Grand Theft Auto. And this is what you do. Are you ready? Circle, 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 circle. That's six of them. R1, left two, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. This is all on the PS2, by the way. Once again, circle, 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 R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. And you get the Rhino tank, which is invincible and will blow up any other vehicle with one shot. And the only thing about this tank is that a lot of times it brings the frame rate to a crawl. It's a cheat a little before its time. But I appreciate the email, Denny. Keep them coming throughout the week if you'd like to chime in with any questions. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com is the number to call. And we will see you next week right here on the Video Game Review.